The apparently related issues of revising the way the Pocahontas Hotel-Motel tax receipts are distributed and the current EMS crisis, which requires the establishment of paid EMS ambulance crews, were the subjects of the special Pocahontas County Commission meeting on Friday, January the 13th. Commission President Walt Helmick opened the meeting by explaining that this discussion is important since the county needs to provide reliable EMS services to its population. Helmick said the commission needs to redistribute the money to better transport sick people. Commissioner John Rubinsky said the EMS crisis has highlighted the issue of how hotel-motel tax money is distributed, and the amount of money generated by that tax has increased several fold over the past 5 or 6 years. He said those tax revenue increases have greatly increased the amount of money going to each of these organizations that receive a percentage of those tax revenues, and that is unfair to other organizations which are just as deserving and important to the community, such as Meals on Wheels. Just for our listeners' information, there are 7 organizations that receive percentages of the hotel-motel tax. They are Preserving Pocahontas, the Artisans Co-op, the Arts Council, the Historic Landmarks Commission, Dramas, Fairs and Festivals, Parks and Recreation, and the Libraries. Rubinsky said the current way the tax revenues are distributed is not fair, since those funds were not intended for just a small group of organizations, but for the entire county. And many of them spend more money than they need to operate just because it's there. Then Rubinsky went on what he self-described as a rant. Here is a small part of what he said.
I see in some of the budgets, I question a lot of the stuff where the money's going. I question, you get excess more money and then all of a sudden you have a new spot to spend it on. Yet, if you take it away this year, like if I come in and say, hey, I need to take some of your money away. Oh my gosh, tourism is doomed. It's the end of the world. You're going to kill it. John is the devil. And we're not going to have another visitor to Pocahontas County because I took some money away. But let's all stop the BS. I'm going to just call everybody out right now. Let's just stop the BS. All right.
Rubinsky's rant continues. He said that when he talks about cutting 0.5% or 1% from some of these organizations' money, everybody goes crazy. He said he could cut 4 of those organizations' funding 100% and it wouldn't affect tourism one bit. He said he is trying to change the way the money is distributed to a fairer way and not just give it to those few organizations, but to, quote, rein in those funds so they are spread out more, unquote. He said he wants to take that extra money and use it to help other deserving organizations that don't currently receive hotel-motel tax funding. Rubinsky said he envisions that those 7 organizations should submit annual budget requests to the county commission for hotel tax money based upon their specific needs. And those requests should include justifications for it, just as every county agency does every year. The commission will then either approve or decrease the request based upon the justification submitted and the actual needs. Lauren Bennett of Parks and Recreation said, quote, the money we all get is used for the benefit of the public, unquote, to which Rubinsky replied that he recognizes that, but that there are other organizations out there that also serve the public, many of which are also tied into tourism, but those are not included in the present distribution system. Bill McNeil questioned if the commission can legally distribute hotel-motel tax money in the manner proposed by Commissioner Rubinsky. Helmick summed up things by saying, quote, change is inevitable, but the changes won't hurt these groups. There were no decisions made by the commissioners at this meeting. This saga continues. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.